you guys have in the Vice Chair's Caucus?
No, I'm not a Vice Chair.
House Committee on Revenue for February 12, 2016 will come to order. Colleagues, I'm told that we do not have the paperwork necessary on 4110 to work the bill today, so we're going to carry that one over till Monday. Carry that over till Monday, the work session. We'll open a public hearing on Senate Bill 1506. Colleagues, it is our first Senate bill for this session. The Senate, of course, being the Senate, works more slowly and with less precision than we do. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay, good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. So, yes, Senate Bill 1506 makes a modification to an existing property tax exemption available to qualified food processors. So just to remind the committee, going back to the 2015 session, House Bill 3125 expanded the property tax food processing exemption to include processors of grains, bakery products, dairy products, and eggs. Part of House Bill 3125 was also a requirement for the grain and bakery processors to have the equipment, when it's first placed in service, to have a real market value of at least $100,000. So Senate Bill 1506 is a technical change where it's changing that requirement of $100,000 of real market value and making it based upon the total cost of initial investment of the food processing equipment. It would still be $100,000, but rather being real market value, it'd be total cost of initial investment. And what this change does is it, real market value, of course, is a valuation. So it is somewhat of a judgment. It is a value that's placed on by the assessor, or in some cases it could be the Department of Revenue, whereas the cost of initial investment is more akin to an accounting figure. So hopefully it would reduce some ambiguity there. This change does line up with the signing statement that accompanied House Bill 3125 from the governor when she signed it. So I have that. The signing statement is also up in OLIS for your reference.
All right. Who do we have?
We have no one signed up.
No one has signed up?
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
I'll come testify.
Oh, okay.
I don't think jail wants that.
Well, we have one now. I mean, you know, my inclination when we don't have anybody signed up and we don't know about the bill is to just close it and go away. But
well,
perhaps we have some reason to do something else.
No. Thank you. For the record, Chair Barnhart and members, I'm J.L. Wilson. I represent the Northwest Food Processors Association. And as staff indicated, the bill is consistent with the signing statement that the governor issued when she signed the bill. And the food processors are fine with it. We've worked out all of our issues with the Department of Revenue. The bill is perfectly fine for us, and we would support it.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Ms. Chair. Warner. Thank you for your testimony today, Mr. Wilson. And I'm not going to stop there. Do you have any feedback on the other highlighted sentence in that, which is the other issue I hope we monitor, is whether the sideboards put in this bill will be clear enough for regulators? It's clear that everyone's intent was to provide the incentive to wholesalers, not retailers. It says they've expressed confidence, but the legislature should go back if it's not happening. Can you give us any sort of a report on how that is it being implemented the way we intended? Is that anything else that needs to be addressed by this body?
Thank you, Chair Barnhart and Vice Chair Smith Warner. I don't think the bill has gone into effect yet, but the bill was clearly intended, and this was the issue around bakeries, what constitutes a wholesale bakery or a retail bakery, and the intention was clearly to apply this to wholesale bakeries. And I think that there was some ambiguity around that, but my impression is that the ODA is very professional at administering this, and they make those distinctions, and we're content with that.
Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Chair Barnhart, Mark Garst from the Oregon Department of Revenue. And that's exactly what we understand, too. We've worked with the ODA since the bill has passed, and they're currently working through their administrative rules process. But we raised this issue with them, and they don't really have any concerns about whether or not they're going to be able to make that determination. I think that the basic notion is that if you're a Safeway, say, and you have a bakery in the store where you bake the cakes and you sell the cakes, that's more of a retail operation. But the larger Safeway bakery that makes the bread that gets shipped out to all the other stores, that would be a wholesale operation. And so that's the distinction. I think that they're pretty clear on it, and I don't anticipate any issues there.
Thank you.
Other questions? Anyone else want to be heard?
Can we go to work session?
It's not, scheduled. Not scheduled. Thank you. Thank you both very much for your testimony today. And with that, we'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 1506. Colleagues, you have 1 hour and 35 minutes. You now can use for something else with that. We have extra business for Monday because the paperwork, LFO, of course, is I was going to use a word, but I won't. They're very busy and have not been able to complete the fiscal statements on the bill that we put over 4110. So we'll hopefully they'll work over the weekend and abandon their families and get the work done and have it for us on Monday. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, the committee's adjourned.